Greetings, readers. Welcome to the January edition of Library News. We hope everyone had a nice holiday. Welcome to 2024. Changes are on the horizon for Peek-A-Box in 2024. This year, we will embark on a reading road trip as we travel along Interstate 80 from the West Coast to the East Coast. Each month will feature a different state in which I-80 passes through. The books included for that month will highlight authors from that state, books set in that state, books about that state, and more. Participants will receive a tactile map of the United States with I-80 featured, a refrigerator magnet from each state, and snacks special to that state. Come along with us as we discover new and exciting books along the I-80 corridor. To get signed up for this special reading road trip with Peek-A-Box, please complete the registration form found at iowalibrary.blog or contact the library at 515-281-1323. Anyone who received Peek-A-Box in 2023 should please complete the registration process again. If you have any questions, please contact the library.
Now for the top 10 fiction books downloaded from Bard. Payback and Death, an Eve Dallas novel, DB116365 by J.D. Robb. Lieutenant Eve Dallas is just home from a long overdue vacation when she responds to a call of an unattended death. The victim is Martin Greenleaf, retired internal affairs captain. At first glance, the scene appears to be suicide, but the closer Eve examines the body, the more suspicious she becomes. An unlocked open window, a loving wife and a family, a too perfect suicide note. Eve's gut says it's a homicide. After all, Greenleaf put a lot of dirty cops away during his 47 years in internal affairs. It could very well be payback, and she will not rest until the case is closed. The Exchange, After the Firm, DB116410 by John Grisham. What became of Mitch and Abby McDear after they exposed the crimes of Memphis law firm Bendini, Lambert, and Locke and fled the country? The answer is in The Exchange, the riveting sequel to The Firm, the blockbuster thriller that launched the career of America's favorite storyteller. It is now 15 years later, and Mitch and Abby are living in Manhattan, where Mitch is a partner at the largest law firm in the world, when a mentor in Rome asks him for a favor that will take him far from home. Mitch finds himself at the center of a sinister plot that has worldwide implications, and once again endangers his colleagues, friends, and family. Mitch has become a master at staying one step ahead of his adversaries, but this time there's nowhere to hide. Out of Nowhere, a novel, DB116127 by Sandra Brown. At a Texas county fair amidst carousels in a bustling midway, children's book author Ellie Portman is enjoying a rare night out with her favorite cowboy, her 2-year-old son Charlie. But just as they're about to head home, the unthinkable happens. A shooter opens fire into the crowd, causing widespread panic to erupt all around them. Also caught in the melee was corporate consultant Calder Hudson. Arrogant, self-centered, and high off his latest career win, he's frustrated and confused when he wakes up in the hospital after undergoing emergency surgery on his arm. The doctors tell him that he was lucky, that as far as gunshot wounds go, he pulled through remarkably well. Others weren't so lucky, which instills in Calder a furious determination to get justice, a goal shared by Ellie. Their chance encounter at the police station leads to a surprising and inexplicable gravitation to one another. But even as the attraction grows, Ellie and Calder can't help but wonder if the unimaginable tragedy that brought them together is too painful and too complicated to sustain, especially while the shooter remains at large. 23 and a Half Lies, DB116351 by James Patterson. Enjoy 3 heart-racing thrillers from the New York Times best-selling Master of Suspense. In 23 and a Half Lies, Lindsay Boxer's estranged father is gunned down execution style, and her investigation uncovers life-altering truths. In Fallen Ranger, to Rory Yates, being a Texas Ranger means absolute loyalty to the badge. But he's put through the ultimate test when an armored car robbery suspect might be an ex-Ranger gone rogue. And watch your back when a starving artist is paid to expose his client's cheating wife. Can he paint the picture that will save his own life? Bestseller.
Obsessed, a Michael Bennett psychological thriller. DB115404 by James Patterson. A killer obsessed. With Detective Michael Bennett's oldest daughter, Michael Bennett is obsessed with keeping his family safe. New York City is obsessed with cracking the killer's code. Lion and Lamb, DB116520, by James Patterson. The city is in a state of shock over the fate of two hometown heroes, Eagles starting quarterback Archie Hughes and his even more famous wife, Grammy-winning singer Francine Hughes. One spouse is murdered, the other is suspect number one. Even before the case hits the courtroom, it's the hottest ticket in town. For the defense, Cooper Lamb, private investigator to the stars. For the prosecution, Vina Lyon, a sleuth so bright she's got to wear shades. Between them, they know every secret in Philadelphia. Together, they prove how two wrongs can make a right. They are Lyon and Lamb, bestseller. Holly, a novel, DB116600, by Stephen King. When Penny Doll calls the Finders Keepers Detective Agency hoping for help locating her missing daughter, Holly is reluctant to accept the case. Her partner, Pete, has COVID. Her very complicated mother has just died, and Holly is meant to be on leave. But something in Penny Doll's desperate voice makes it impossible for Holly to turn her down. Mere blocks from where Bonnie Doll disappeared live professors Rodney and Emily Harris. They are the picture of bourgeois respectability, married octogenarians devoted to each other, and semi-retired lifelong academics. But they are harboring an unholy secret in the basement of their well-kept, book-lined home, one that may be related to Bonnie's disappearance. And it will prove nearly impossible to discover what they are up to. They are savvy, they are patient, and they are ruthless. Bestseller.
All the Light We Cannot See, a novel, DB79182, by Anthony Doerr. When Paris is invaded by the Nazis, Marie-Laure LeBlanc's father evacuates her to St. Malo to stay with her great-uncle. Blind since the age of six, Marie-Laure must learn the town by the scale model her father has left. Then the Germans arrive. There is violence and descriptions of sex, and it is a bestseller. 12 Months to Live, DB116350, by James Patterson. Tough-as-nails criminal defense attorney Jane Smith is hip-deep in the murder trial of the century. Actually, her charmless client might have committed several murders. She's also fallen in love with a wonderful guy and an equally wonderful dog, a mutt. But Jane doesn't have much time. She's just received a terminal diagnosis, giving her 12 months. Unless she's murdered before her expiration date. Bestseller. Bright Lights, Big Christmas, a novel, DB116380, by Mary Kay Andrews. When fall rolls around, it's time for Carrie Tolliver to leave her family's Christmas tree farm in the mountains of North Carolina for the wilds of New York City to help her gruff older brother and his dog, Queenie, sell the trees at the family stand on a corner in Greenwich Village. Sharing a tiny vintage camper and experiencing Manhattan for the first time, Carrie's ready to try to carve out a new corner for herself. In the weeks leading into Christmas, Carrie quickly becomes close with the charming neighbors who live near their stand. When an elderly neighbor goes missing, Carrie will need to combine her country know-how with her newly acquired New York knowledge to protect the new friends she's come to think of as family. And complicating everything is Patrick, a single dad raising his adorable dragon-loving son, Austin, on this quirky block. Carrie and Patrick's chemistry is undeniable, but what chance does this holiday romance really have?
January's Makerspace Monday will be held Monday, January 8th, from 6 to 7:15 p.m. at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Join us for music, paintings, and herbs. Learn about growing herbs in the winter and a few artist-designer techniques. Please contact Denise Bean with any questions at 515-452-1338.
This month's Many Faces of Bard will be Thursday, January 11th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. It will be an open forum with the NLS Download Technical Support Team. The team will take questions related to any Bard product. Please contact the library for the link or call-in information, or go to iowalibrary.blog.
Save the date. The Iowa Regional Braille Challenge will be held Saturday, February 24, 2024, at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Braille readers in grades 1 through 12 from Iowa will gather to test their Braille skills in five categories: reading comprehension, Braille spelling, charts and graphs reading, proofreading, and Braille speed and accuracy. Winners of the Iowa Regional Braille Challenge may go on to compete in the national finals in California. The theme for 2024 is Braille is Beautiful. This year, following the competition, there will be a fun, Braille-themed activity guaranteed to put a smile on the competitors' faces. Participants will visit with an author, build their very own stuffed animal, and create their own story. You can find out more information about the Braille Challenge on the IMC blog at idbimclibrary.blog.
Don't forget to listen to the library's podcast, Library Chat, and be a part of its book club. They read a different book each month. Tune in to Library Chat to see what they're discussing next.
The library will be closed on Monday, January 15th, in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading.